another. With the name of love above all other. In every faith, a heart, a fallen brother can rediscover.
Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour starts now.
Good morning, everyone. Patrick Conley back with you on the Rediscover Hour here on Relevant Radio. And congratulations, we have made it into the holy season of Lent. And I know Lent is probably the talk of the town, as it were, around Catholic circles these days, this being the first Friday in Lent, also a first Friday of the month, so make sure and get your devotions in today. That being a Friday in Lent, you know, we're abstaining from meat today, as Holy Mother Church asks of us to help us increase in the appreciation of this being the day on which our Lord gave up his life for the salvation of the world and for our salvation as individuals. And it's great to share this holy season with you. You know, as I was making my way into the Catholic Church, one of the things that I was most particularly impressed by were the number of people, seasoned Catholics, sponsors in the RCIA program and other things that really tried to emphasize how much they enjoyed the season of Lent. And I think that is the right term. You know, it's enjoyed, because Lent is a season of joy. Joy is something that I think is so elusive in this particular environment in our culture now, and we are not really able to put together a lot of times how Lent, a time of fasting, of abstinence, of penitence, how is this a season of joy? And you know what? I think if we look deeply into the scriptures and the practices of our faith, we'll understand that joy is not a product of our circumstance. It's not a product of our current level of comfort or of pleasure, but rather it's one of these things that is a characteristic that only grows the more we come closer to the Lord, the more that we involve ourselves in Him. And as I was doing the Office of Readings on Ash Wednesday, obviously first day, a couple days ago, first day of Lent, I thought it was quite telling that the psalm for the Office of Readings, the opening psalm, came from Wednesday of week 4, and it's Psalm 103. And just I'd like to read just a few words of it here, just to give you a sense of the joy that was to be had even on that first day of Lent. Psalm 103. My soul, give thanks to the Lord. All my being, bless His holy name. My soul, give thanks to the Lord, and never forget all His blessings. It is He who forgives all your guilt, who heals every one of your ills, who redeems your life from the grave, who crowns you with love and compassion, who fills your life with good things, renewing your youth like an eagle's. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, that seems to me like that is just a picture of joy, because it turns us to the Lord and it calls our soul to give thanks to the Lord, to express that joy that is within. Lent, as we know, is also a time of discipline. So oftentimes we are encouraged by Holy Mother Church, but also we encourage one another to give something up, right? To give something up or to take something up. Or, as I like to say, we Catholics, we like to be both and people, right? It can be both, right? We can give something up so we can fast from something, we can abstain from something throughout the season of Lent, but we can also take up something. We can add something to our daily spiritual disciplines. We can pray a little bit more. We can commit to praying a rosary every day. We can meditate on the scriptures. We can turn to Lectio Divina and meditate upon a given passage of scripture each and every day. We can try, this is one of the things I'm trying to do this Lent, is to do more of Eucharistic adoration, of taking more time in just being with the Lord there in the Blessed Sacrament. So this show, now it's the first time we've tried this here on the Rediscover Hour, so be gentle with us, right? But this show is going to be all about you and what your Lenten disciplines are going to be. So we would like you to, if you're listening, just call in. And I'm going to give you the number here and encourage you to call in and share with us and share with the listening audience exactly what you are doing for Lent. How are you engaging in the holy season of Lent? More so, how are you drawing closer to the Lord during this holy season? The number to call is 888-577-5446. Again, 888-577-5446. That's the number to call in and share with the listening audience what your disciplines of Lent are going to be this holy season of Lent. And while we're waiting for that, I want to lay out a few ground rules, okay? Just as you're listening and if you're thinking, yeah, maybe I should call. Well, a couple things. First of all, let's be clear. This is not about boasting, okay? So let's just wipe that off the board right from the get-go, because Lent obviously is a season of drawing near to the Lord, of being humble before the Lord, of engaging in the Lord's wonderful provision, just like Psalm 103, which we just read, states. And it's not about boasting. It's not about pride and vanity, which obviously are enemies to the season and the spirit of Lent. So this isn't about boasting. Rather, it's about encouragement. And therefore, we're looking specifically, I would like to hear from people who have some very creative ways of engaging with the season of Lent. Lent is one of those seasons which, people give up coffee, and God bless you if that's one of you. I am not doing that anymore. That was probably the absolute longest Lent we ever had, was the Lent that I gave up coffee. And there's giving up chocolates and things like that. But again, what are some creative ways that maybe our listening audience might think, hey, maybe I could factor that in? Because guess what, folks? It's not too late. All right. So again, I'll give you the number, and then we will turn to the phone lines and see what we've got. But the number to call again, to call in and share your discipline, what you're planning on doing in this Lent, is 888-577-5446. Again, 888-577-5446. Before we get into the phone lines, though, I think it's right and just to turn to our Blessed Mother and ask for her intercession, as we always do. So let's take a moment and pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The number once again to call is 888-577-5446 to share your Lenten practice. And right after this break, we'll get on the phone lines. Stick with us. Rediscover.
Lord, I know where the ancient enter under my roof.
As far as the Eucharist goes,
but all you say the word, my soul shall be healed.
It means everything to me. Without the Eucharist, I can't survive.
Relevant Radio contributor Father Jim Kibicki.
A person listening might say, well, what does he mean that it's everything to him? Does it give you a sense of hope, or how does it affect you?
Well, just like there would be no Christianity without the resurrection, I'm as still as strongly about that as I do the Eucharist. As you guys have already spoke about, it's not a symbol. Jesus made sure to let people know it wasn't a symbol, that it's real, and it gives you life. Without it, you don't have life.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. John chapter 15 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Remain one with me. You cannot bear fruit unless you are one with me, and that's the Eucharist.
Absolutely.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Relevant Radio.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. Patrick Conley, glad to be with you this morning. And as we are talking about the holy season of Lent, and particularly the disciplines that you, our listening audience, have chosen to engage in to help you draw closer to the Lord this particular season of Lent. And I've shared the number before. I'll share it one more time, and then we'll go to the phone lines. We've got a few people waiting for us right now. So the number to call is 888-577-5446. Again, that's 888-577-5446 to share with us what your chosen Lenten discipline is this year. Now, let's go to, we have Mary from Blaine, I believe, with us on the line. Mary, are you with us?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Mary. Thanks for being with us. So what are you doing for Lent this year?
Well, I decided to give something up and then add something in.
Okay.
So the giving up, I'm not going out to coffee shops or to fast food restaurants.
Wow,
but
okay.
To add something in, I'm scheduling time each week for Eucharistic adoration, which is something I don't normally do.
Oh, nice, nice. Okay, so obviously giving up and taking in again. So not going out to coffee shops or fast food restaurants. Mary, can I ask you, is this really a sacrifice? I mean, do you hit those places pretty often normally?
It is. It's because they're like a special treat, and so I'm sacrificing that special treat throughout the week.
Right.
But unlike you, I won't be giving up coffee completely.
Right. Exactly. Well, I can I'm joining with you in spirit, sister, in that I'm not able to give up coffee. But that's an interesting way of looking at it too. So you're making all the coffee at home or at work, is that right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Great. And then same thing with fast food. You're doing cooking at home or else going out to something that's not fast food.
Right. Yeah. Just to, you know, take away those special treats to focus more on what the season should be about, of sacrifice and saving money too, and using that money can go to more charity.
Exactly. I mean, that's one of the things about Lenten disciplines too, is oftentimes they feed into all three of the staple practices of Lent: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, kind of all wrapped up together. Yeah.
Right.
Now, let's just for a moment, Mary, if I may, let's talk about Eucharistic adoration before. You said you don't do it weekly right now, but are you able to get in from time to time to do Eucharistic adoration?
Yeah, I have gone in the past, but I don't have a regular discipline of it. So I figure starting it during Lent, maybe it will become a regular discipline, but adding it in is a good start during Lent.
Yeah, very good. Wonderful. Well, Mary, thanks for joining us on the show this morning. Thanks for what you're doing for Lent, for sharing that. And yeah, God bless you as you go through this holy season.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, God bless.
Bye.
All right. So again, Mary was sharing with us some of her Lenten disciplines, what she has chosen to do. Yeah, you know, giving up going out to coffee shops. You know, I've heard of giving up going out to eat altogether. But I think that's interesting that Mary said, okay, I'm going to give up these specific places. Why? Because those are the places that are treats for me. And I know that, yeah, when I go to a coffee shop, I love my coffee, right? But there's always a little bit of that temptation to think, maybe I'll get a mocha this time instead of just a regular coffee, right? And then I end up spending more than I thought I would. And, you know, then you end up, yeah, just kind of indulging, maybe overindulging. And I think that's a great practice. So, Mary, thanks so much for joining us. And then, oh my goodness, it looks like we have actually Bishop Cousins joining us right now. Bishop Cousins, are you on the phone?
I'm on the phone, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Good to hear from you. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
Yeah, oh, well, it's an honor to have you on the show here, and thanks for listening. And what, from the office of the episcopacy, what kind of Lenten disciplines tend to be most attractive to that office?
Yeah, so I'm of the mind that everyone should do something concrete,
okay,
in each of the three areas that of Lenten discipline: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And so for myself, what I have been trying to do this Lent is to add an extra hour, an extra half an hour of silent prayer each evening. So try to do that maybe either before going to bed or before I head off to my evening appointment. And just to spend an extra half an hour of silence in the area of prayer.
Yeah.
And then in terms of fasting, like your last caller, I do give up coffee shops.
Okay.
I love coffee shops, you know, and I sort of think, you know, I'm out and about a lot, and so I'm always in happy to stop and get a good cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Which I usually try to limit to feast days anyway, but but especially during Lent, I don't visit any of those things. I often think that, you know, the way our society is set up, it's sort of set up to like feed you at every corner, you know, like to satisfy all your earthly needs at any given moment,
or wants for that matter, right?
Right, exactly. Wants, exactly.
Right.
And so the whole idea of Lenten fasting is by denying myself something in my body, my soul, my spirit becomes more open. I begin able to even hunger more for things of God. So I try, as I drive by the coffee shop, when I'm thinking, that would be great, to remind myself to hunger for God in those moments.
Yeah, yeah. I like it. Yeah, very good. And then, yeah, what about almsgiving?
You know, what I try to do is just find a couple extra charities where I can make a little bit more sacrificial donation during Lent.
Right.
And then the other thing I try to do actually is visit some homebound or people in the nursing home or something like that.
Oh,
which
I like
is another
that.
Another great way, I think, to give alms by giving of my time, which is often more valuable than my money.
Yeah, well, I can understand that. Yeah. So, Bishop, if I may, I'd like to ask you a question about that last one, visiting the homebound and the shut-ins and that sort of thing. I think that's a great practice. But if a layperson like myself is, I mean, I'm assuming that it's not too much of a problem for you to call up ahead of time and say, hey, I'd like to stop by. But what are the specific ways that a layperson could actually arrange to do something like that if that appeals to them?
You know that, yeah. So every parish, of course, normally has nursing homes in their boundaries, and they often have the connections. Maybe a lot of parishes even have like a parish nurse, or they know homebound people in the parish. And so you could call up your pastoral care person in any parish pretty much and ask, say, hey, I'd like to visit a homebound person, or I'd like to maybe visit a nursing home. Who would I contact to do that, you know?
Right.
Because, of course, even all the nursing homes have, like, people who are in charge of caring for the emotional well-being of the patients. And so they could give you a list of five people who never have anybody visit them if you wanted to do that.
Yeah,
it'd be
sure.
easy to do. Great thing to do with your kids, actually, because nursing homes can be such dark places. And we have some really poor nursing homes in the Twin Cities where kids never come. And so the people lighten up when kids come in.
Wow. Yeah, what a great idea, too. And, you know, I'm reflecting on that many of us who have pretty busy lives, whether we're working or taking care of the family, taking care of the kids, shuttling people from this place to that place, we need that withdrawing, like you talked about with the silent prayer. Most of us could use some time withdrawing. But then there's also those who most of their lives are probably spent withdrawn, as you will, just in solitude, and they could really use some community, some encouragement from the community.
Yeah, you know, Pope Francis has challenged me and everybody to reach out to the peripheries, and you don't have to go far to the peripheries in our society. They're around, and certainly our homes for the elderly, the nursing homes, our shut-in people, these are the peripheries where people really appreciate someone bringing the light of Christ to them. And it's a little bit like even Jesus going into the desert during the season of Lent. Desert's a kind of place of trial or testing, and there are lots of those places in our society on the peripheries.
Right. Bishop Cousins, what a wonderful surprise. Thank you for calling in. And actually, since I've got you on the line, could you give us all the listening audience, your blessing for a happy and holy Lent?
Sure. May the blessing of Almighty God through the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary descend upon all of the listeners and especially bless them in the season of Lent, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Bishop Andrew Cousins, thanks for calling in.
God bless you.
Thank you. Oh, that was really great to have Bishop Cousins call in and talking about his prayer, his engaging with silent prayer. And silence is one of those things. It's really hard to find in our society right now. I don't want to give you the permission to turn off the radio right now, but you know what? If that's what the Lord is leading you to do, you can certainly do so. I want to encourage you, though, to make the time for silence, because silence is one of those things that's requisite for us hearing the Lord, right? I think oftentimes the Lord does speak in that still, small voice. Occasionally, he will kind of beat us over the head, and I know I need that from time to time, and I'm guessing a lot of our listeners, you would probably agree too in your honest times, but oftentimes when we take the time to sit and listen, not even run through our laundry list of prayers, but just sit and listen before the Lord, that's when he speaks, and that's what I've realized that I need more of this Lent, that's why I'm trying to get more Eucharistic adoration time in. So we are hearing from you, our listeners, about what you are giving up for Lent or taking up for Lent. How is this being made a holy season in your practice? And the number to call, if you'd like to call in and share that with us, is 888-577-5446. One more time, that's 888-577-5446. And that's the number to call in and share with the listening audience what your chosen Lenten discipline or disciplines are for this holy season. Looks like we have Anne Marie from Minneapolis with us as well. Good morning, Anne Marie.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you this fine Lenten morning?
I'm great.
Oh, good. Well, what are you doing for Lent, Anne Marie?
Okay, so what I did is I kind of made a mental list of all the things I'd like to change about myself, which really is only about personal growth and not about my relationship with the Lord.
That's a very important point. Yes, I like the way you put that. But yes, go ahead, please.
Yeah, because if it's just about my own growth, it's about grin and bear it and sheer willpower. But because it's about my relationship with the Lord, what I did is I wanted my sacrifices to grow on His strength or to draw on His strength. So what I did, and it might seem kind of silly, but how I decompress at night is snacking. And so what I did is I'm trying to turn that time into a prayer time. So okay. I've already can tell a difference just in a couple of days of my prayer time and my examination of conscience during that time period. So it's already been fruitful.
Yeah. Yeah. And if that's your decompression thing, what a great shift, isn't it, from the snacking, which, hey, I'm right there with you, sister, but from doing that to turning to the Lord in prayer. What a great kind of shift from maybe what might be more of an escapism with the snacking and then into something that is definitely deepening your relationship with God. How did you, was that an obvious choice for you? I mean, how did that come about, or how did you kind of stumble on that as did you sense the Lord was saying, hey, take a look at the snacking time?
I just know that it's something that I need to get out of, and it's something that I don't feel good about. And,
right.
But again, like that's just more of a personal growth thing, but I wanted it to be more than that.
Yeah.
And when I do the grin and bear it, it doesn't work. But
yeah.
When I offer it, it's been so much easier.
I think you make a great point there, Emery, and I'd just like to, you know, just underscore that for our listeners, is that we need something that we are needing to turn over to the Lord. And just whenever, for all of our Lenten disciplines, you know, we need something that will challenge us to not just grin and bear it, right? I've had a couple of pastors tell me already in times past, at least, that they encourage us to pick some Lenten discipline that we'll probably fail at, quite frankly. You know, something that we'll probably stumble over, we'll probably fail. So we have to recognize that, you know what, we're totally reliant upon the Lord. So, Emery, if I may, one more question for you is that how do you, just in case some of our listeners are curious, how do you go about turning that particular practice over to the Lord rather than a, you know, grit your teeth and bear through it?
I don't know how else to explain it other than it's a letting go, which is almost the opposite of gritting and bearing it.
Mm-hmm. And you do that
it's a real letting go. It's letting God take over.
Right, right. And you engage Him in prayer with that, I assume. You tell Him,
exactly.
Look, Lord,
exactly.
This is all yours.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. What a great way. Well, Emery, thank you for joining us here on the Rediscover Hour, and a blessed Lent to you. Yes.
You too. Goodbye.
Thank you. We are taking your calls here at the Rediscover Hour to talk about what Lenten disciplines you're engaging in through this holy season. And again, you know, I think our callers have been right on so far. It's been just exactly what we need to hear. Some encouraging, some creative ways that you might turn to the Lord in this season that goes a little bit beyond the, as Anne-Marie was just saying, goes a little bit beyond the kind of gritting your teeth and just pushing through, right? It's more than that. And even when you might be feeling like, yeah, this is more of a gritting your teeth and pushing through, I would encourage you to, every time that the hunger pang or the desire for that cup of coffee, that stop at that coffee shop or that snack or whatever it might be hits you, maybe that's the ideal time to let go and recognize that pain. Recognize the pain, but let go of the control and say again, Lord, this is yours. You know, I on my own, I'd be in that coffee shop line, lickety split, and I'd be ordering a, you know, extra large mocha, whatever. Yeah, steamer. Yeah. Anyway, so I do encourage all of our listeners to turn it over to the Lord. I think that's a great thing. And if you're still wondering, you know, what can I do this Lent? What should I do? What should I give up? If you're still wondering, there's still time, folks. We've got the majority of the Lenten season in front of us. You don't have to cash in all of Lent as gone already. So pray about it, take some time, and then commit yourself to a particular practice. Just wanted to return to that that bit on silence for a moment. But if you would like to call in and share with us your Lenten discipline, call us at 888-577-5446. If you'd like to tell us what you're doing for Lent, we'd love to hear from you. 888-577-5446. And let us know what you're doing here for the holy season of Lent to draw nearer to the Lord. Regarding that silence bit, you know, I was really trying to think about, well, what are the ways, where are the places that I can be silent? And I've engaged for a little bit now in a practice of silence in the vehicle, or at least, you know, that's the place that, I tend to pray my rosary in the car, quite frankly. Even in addition to that, I usually, once the rosary's done, I flip it over to some sort of music and, you know, I'm listening to the music. And even if that's not necessarily bad music per se, I find that if I turn that radio off in the car, that gives me some time to actually look at my life and look at what I'm doing and being an attentive driver, of course, but also taking a look at and a listen to that inner voice of the Holy Spirit in that silent time. So that's one thing that I, again, maybe that's a way that you could engage with the Lord. Let's go now to Dennis, who is with us here from the Twin Cities. Dennis, good morning to you.
Hello, Patrick. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well.
Good. Glad to hear it.
I'm in the car. You got a great show going this morning. Just wanted to share about 12 years ago, my wife, Mary Beth, and I, we eliminated TV from our Lenten, you know, as a fasting, and it worked out so well that we got rid of it, and we haven't had it since. So 12 years without TV.
Wow.
So it's amazing how sometimes it can change your life in very positive ways.
Yeah, yeah. Were you, Dennis, if I can ask, were you pretty avid TV watchers prior to that Lent?
You know, we get hooked on a lot of the sports, and we were watching, the one thing we do miss is EWTN, but we would watch a lot of other things, not so much the TV shows, but the news, the sports, and things like that.
Yeah.
So what we do now for entertainment is we watch movies, which
okay.
is what we're giving up this Lent.
Oh.
Other than we're just limiting ourselves to the movies of biblical figures that are the movie is true to form, as opposed to a kind of an entertainment
right
activity. So we find those to be inspiring during the Lenten season in particular.
So that's a great idea. So you're saying that instead of just giving up movies all across the board, or giving up, you know, any kind of video watching, as it were, all of your video watching will be focused on something that will help you grow in the faith. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right. Yes.
Wow, well, that's a great thing. And do you? I mean, I would imagine not after so many years without TV. But do you miss it, Dennis?
You know, not anymore. Occasionally, missing a good sports event, but. You know, in the event that that's something that we really want to do, it's not like we're fasting from it all together anymore. But if it's something we want to do, we can always find a place that carries it. And we just go and have a evening out, kind of a date night, and watch the sporting event while we're out.
Yeah, what a great idea. Yeah, and that way that gets you out together, which is a great thing. And you're out in the community as well. Obviously, you're carrying the light of Christ out into the world.
Yes.
Great, great. Well, great to hear from you, Dennis. Thank you for the call in, and may God give you a blessed Lent.
All right, Patrick, and you too. Hope it's joy-filled for you as it should be.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless.
All right. Bye-bye.
Wonderful. So I think Dennis makes a good point, and one of the things that we need to bear in mind as we take up our Lenten disciplines is, you know, and I don't want to jump ahead to the end of Lent, not just yet, but I think near the end of Lent, we need to start asking the Lord, Lord, is this something that I really need to continue doing beyond Lent? Now, I do want to say, Easter, the celebration of Easter that's coming up, you know, in 40 days away, that celebration needs to be celebratory, right? We need to engage in the goods that God has given us, but we also need to consider, how has the discipline we've taken up for Lent, how has that changed us? And is that a change that the Lord wants us to continue in our lives? So I think it's worthwhile asking, just like Dennis and his wife gave up TV one Lent, and now it's not really a part of their lives anymore. The number to call if you'd like to join us and share with us your Lenten discipline here on the Rediscover Hour this morning is 888-577-5446. We have Nancy from Maple Grove, who I believe Nancy has a suggestion on what to do in trying to make sacrifices, which sounds like great. I'll take all that I can, Nancy. So good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you. Speaking of giving up Lent, I have two things really to tell you. My children, when they were younger and at home, we would turn off the TV for Lent, and they would go to school and actually brag about it. So it was a highlight of their Lent. And the second thing is, when you're really, really weak about something, no matter what it is, snacks or praying or silence, I find, and this is so helpful, if you set the timer, wherever you have a timer, on the stove or wherever, and set it for 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do anything for 10 minutes.
Right.
And then when the timer goes off, set it for 10 more.
Oh, there's the kicker.
And pretty soon, you have a half hour.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. Okay, so you threw me a curveball with that one, Nancy, because I was thinking, you know, I've heard this wisdom before that, yeah, you know, start small, don't expect the world, don't,
right.
You know, don't go run a marathon your first step out the door. But just, I love what you said, that after that first 10 minutes, set it for 10 more. That's
right.
Great. I love it. I love it. So,
and you get so strong. You
yeah.
think, oh my God, I did that for 10 minutes.
Right.
No matter what it is.
I love it. What a great suggestion. Yeah, and I think most people have some sort of a timer on their watch or in their home somewhere these days, that or on their phone, which they could do to set such a timer. That's great, Nancy. And are you doing anything particularly for 10 minutes each day yourself during this season of Lent?
Well, I have health issues, so I comfort myself with food.
Okay.
And I have stomach issues, so I can't go overboard, but I know I can give up a whole lot of time eating around this house, so
yep.
I will do that.
Well, I love that. So when the hunger pang strikes, it's time to set
right.
the timer.
And that suggestion of that, whoever called in, hunger for God, that will really get me through.
Right, right, yes. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. So say
right.
the Jesus
oh
and the Beatitudes.
Oh my God, that is so powerful.
Yeah, it's very true. Nancy, it's been a delight. I thank you for calling in and sharing with us that great tip. Thank you so much.
Well,
have
thank you for this wonderful show.
Absolutely. Have a blessed Lent. God bless you.
You too.
All right. We are going to take a little bit of a break here, but again, call in 888-577-5446 and share with us what you're doing this Lent. And stay with us. We'll be back after this.
Rediscover.
Every day, we're faced with choices in our lives, although it seems these days some of those choices are made for us. Many auto insurance companies try to make you think they get to choose who does your windshield repair. But in Minnesota, that's one choice we still have. So why not choose the Auto Glass Installed Company? You even get to choose whether your chipped or broken windshield is fixed at home or while you work, because the Auto Glass Installed Company comes to you.
I'm Nancy Jasperson, and with my husband Michael and our daughter Brandy, we hope you will choose our local glass company. We offer personal on-site service that's convenient to your schedule. We work with your insurance company, so there's no hassle for you. We use only the highest quality materials to ensure your satisfaction and, most importantly, your safety. We've been the choice of Relevant Radio listeners for more than 6 years now.
The Auto Glass Installed Company fixes glass in all makes, all models, even collector cars and street rods. Call 763-274-0177 or visit relevantradio.com, keyword glass.
Say, take this bread, take this wine, now the simple made divine.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. Great to be with you this Lenten morning on this Friday in Lent. No meat today, folks. Remember, fish only. And if some of you are already going, oh, darn it. Well, know that there is forgiveness in the Lord as well. But yes, fish only, but no meat today here on Friday in Lent. We are listening to you. We're taking your calls to find out what you're doing for the holy season of Lent and how you particularly are drawing closer to the Lord through these disciplines, whether that's giving something up, taking something up, or both. And if you'd like to join the conversation, please call us at 888-577-5446. Again, that's 888-577-5446. Let's go to Andy from West St. Paul. Andy is with us. Good morning.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going well. How's it going for you?
Good, good. Yeah, enjoying this first Friday of Lent.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are you doing this season of Lent, Andy?
Well, I'm taking up a couple of things and giving up a couple of things, but one thing that is kind of pulling it all together for me is I think I've been trying to take inspiration from scripture for each of these things. So, for example, one of the things I'm taking up is I want to get away from just thinking, you know, here's the prayers I want to pray every day, you know, here's a list of prayers, mm-hmm. and I want to respond more immediately to the Holy Spirit when I'm just called to pray at all times. You know, so if I feel the Holy Spirit calling me to pray, I just want to pray right then and not think, well, I've done my prayer for the day. So I'm trying to think about how Paul says, you know, pray without ceasing.
Right.
Another one that I'm taking up is I want to respond promptly to what God's calling me to do and to what my vocation calls me to do.
Okay.
I realized recently my daughter says, she started saying just 1 minute. And I realized that she gets that from me because I do that so often. my wife might say, you know, can you do this for me? Just 1 minute.
Yeah.
And so for that, I'm taking the scripture verse where when Jesus, you know, points at Matthew and says, follow me.
Oh.
He gets up immediately.
Gets up, right. Right.
Stops what he's doing.
Yeah.
So that's a couple of things I'm taking up. And then, one of the things I'm giving up is negative joking. I realize I do this a lot with my wife. The two of us will kind of banter back and forth, kind of trying to make light of, you know, struggles that we may be facing, but often it's in the form of just kind of joking a little bit negatively. So we're trying to think of how Paul says, you know, let no foul talk come from your lips. And he also says, you know, whatever is pure, whatever is holy, you know, think of these things. So we're trying to purify our speech in that way. And actually, that's been really huge already in the past couple of days.
Wow,
Yeah. And one more we're giving up we're giving up alcohol. And that is, for that, the thing there is not just about, you know, doing that I know someone earlier talked about, you know, personal growth versus relationship with the Lord. And I think for us, the idea there is not just, you know, to get rid of the calories or the, you know, or whatever, but because we want to be able to deny ourselves so we can take up our cross daily and follow him, you know, which I think is maybe Mark 7, I think. And that's so that we have kind of scripture verses inspiring each of those points.
I love the whole idea and the concept about the scripture verses. Was that something that you and your wife kind of talked about together? Was it something that you felt the Lord was really leading you to? Were you doing some personal prayer reading of the scriptures and then that kind of hit you? Or how did that come about, Andy?
Yeah, kind of that last one where it was praying with it and reading some scriptures. And then everything kind of started to come together where it was sort of a combination of I feel called towards or I guess my wife said, you know, we should try and, you know, you should try and respond more promptly. And I thought, well, I should do that like Matthew did, you know?
Yeah.
And then another verse, and then on the other side of it, a scripture verse was hitting me of, you know, deny yourself so you can take up my cross daily and follow me.
Right.
And so that's what led me towards like, well, what would be something I can give up, I can deny myself with that would actually not only be something I'm giving up, but it actually makes me more ready to be, to respond in love, you know, to respond promptly to what God's calling me to do and to what my wife and daughter need.
Right, right. And I think that's just a great example, if I may, Andy, if I can embarrass you a little bit here, is that I think that's a great example that we could learn from is that when we read the scriptures, I mean, it's one thing when we just read the scripture with kind of a dull spirit, but when we're attentive, right? When we're looking at it, much what I sense that this is exactly what you're doing. When we're attentive to that, the Holy Spirit will start to drop in these ways of, yeah, you know, this could be applied in your own life, right?
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
Yeah. And out of the mouths of babes, I love your daughter saying just 1 minute, and that, you know, right? They are sometimes the mirrors that we do not want in our lives, aren't they?
It really is. Yeah. Yeah. She's a constant, you know, examination of conscience because everything she says is typically from her dad, all the bad things, but she says some nice things from her mom. So.
Right. Well, that's really great. Well, Andy, thank you for calling in. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, and God bless you. May all those disciplines go really well for you this Lent.
Thank you. Yeah, have a blessed Lent.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye. What a great idea all around. Great ideas. Andy was just talking about, responding more promptly when someone requests something of him, and responding more immediately to the Holy Spirit when the Holy Spirit prompts him to pray. To give up the negative joking and then giving up alcohol for Lent. What a great combination of things. So it's giving up and taking up, working in conjunction with one another. And, maybe parents or spouses, or even, if you don't have a spouse or if you don't have children, maybe a trusted friend in your life, maybe it's, if you can't quite figure out what to do this Lent, maybe we need to be a little courageous and turn to our loved ones and ask them, well, what do you think I should give up this Lent? Or what do you think I should take up this Lent? Maybe a better way of asking that might be a little less, inviting the brutal honesty would be something like, how can I love you better? How can I be a better friend, a better husband, a better wife, a better dad, a better mom to you? How can I grow in that aspect of the relationship? Because we all know that the Lord is constantly asking us to increase in love. So yes, Andy from West St. Paul, great to have you with us. Again, if you'd like to call in and share with us the Lenten discipline that you've chosen or disciplines that you've chosen to give up this Lent, please call us at 888-577-5446. Again, 888-577-5446. Going back to coming back to that silence thing, but one of the things that the Lord has really placed on my heart in terms of maintaining a silence and kind of a new way for me this Lent is looking at my own complaining. Oh boy. When I started to think about it, when I started to work through it, I thought, I do a fair deal of complaining. And, I could justify it till the cows come home, and I could probably get to the point where I am. I may even be able to convince some people, but I'm probably not the ones closest to me, but I might even be able to convince some people that, yeah, this is totally legitimate, totally justified. But when I'm complaining, really what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to incite others to join with me in the complaint that I have against whether it's the weather or whether it's something that happened to me in traffic or whether it's against a particular person, and goodness knows we need to save ourselves from that, right? But that's really a space in my life and that needs addressing. And one of the things that I have to do when I give up complaining is I need to stay silent. I mean, that's the first thing. I need to not speak these things, right? I need to remain in the Lord's silence. And then, taking a page out of Andy's book here, maybe what I need to do then is turn around and say something constructive or helpful when it comes into that. And I think the silence thing, the complaining thing, the other recognition I had is that, a lot of my complaining, here's when it comes. I've noticed this about myself. Maybe it's true with you too. I complain when there's some sort of transgression against my sense of comfort. Yeah, does that make sense? Comfort. So when I'm uncomfortable, when something has made me uncomfortable, that's when I start complaining. And I recognize that particularly what I need to do then in those times is I've been linking comfort and happiness, true happiness, way too closely. And I think that is something that we in the Western world these days are more apt to do, is link our comfort with how happy we are. And the Lord calls us to be happy. Look at the Beatitudes. Happy are those who are pure in heart. Happy are those who mourn. Happy are the meek. Those are the things that the Lord calls us to. But these are not things that match up with comfort. In fact, many times they end up being something completely opposed to our comfort. And so when I give up complaining, I'm hoping this is what the Lord is doing. I'm hoping that it's turning me to Him for my happiness, not to my own comfort. All right, so let's go back again. If you'd like to join us in our discussion on the Lenten disciplines and what are you doing for Lent, please call us at 888-577-5446, 888-577-5446. Let's go to Pam, who's on the line from Bloomington. And Pam says here, you're praying for people who are possibly thinking of joining the church. Is that right?
Hi. Yeah, it has meant such a great deal to me going through RCIA and becoming a Catholic. And if that seed is planted, in people out there, I'm praying that that seed blossom and they call their local parish and look into the RCIA program and become Catholics.
Yeah, yeah. What a wonderful thing. And as a putting my other hat on for a moment, as an RCIA director, I am exceptionally grateful for prayers just like that. So, and what a great way, as you know, Lent is all about that preparation for Easter. And when is that preparation more significant than when you are preparing for baptism, or at least, you know, preparing for full communion in the church and your sacraments? So, Pam, are you then a convert as well?
I am a convert, Patrick, and as you know, my son and I went through RCIA at the cathedral last year.
Right, yeah, I thought I recognized the voice, yes.
Yeah, it has just meant a great deal to me. It's opened up a whole new life to me, and so my added prayers this Lent season is for those people who are, shall we say, sitting on the fence.
Mm.
My seed started growing back in the 1990s, and it really didn't blossom here till last year.
Mm.
And I also want to say to perhaps older people, I was 68 when I became a Catholic, and it's never too late. You're never too young. You're never too old. And if you're thinking about it, I would just say make that phone call, go to a Mass, and look into it, and I'm praying for those people who are thinking about it.
Yeah,
and just jump in and find out about it. It's been a blessing for me and my son. So
yeah.
Those are my prayers for Lent here. My extra prayers.
That's wonderful, Pam. If I may, I know that my own conversion process, as I looked back, once I became Catholic, and maybe some years on, I became more and more aware of people that were in my life who I kind of suspect were praying for me.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have anybody like that? You said the seeds were planted back in the 1990s for you. So did you have any ideas of people who might have been praying for you and your conversion?
Well, I did not, you know.
Okay.
Maybe some Catholic family members, mm-hmm. possibly, but actually, no. I think maybe it was the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it was the Holy Spirit. Yeah, no question about that.
Yeah, so I just want to encourage people and I'm also praying for people to find Relevant Radio and EWTN.
There we go. Very good.
Because Relevant Radio plays such a huge, huge part of my conversion. And so I'm praying for people to find Relevant Radio. If you're listening, continue to listen. And like I say, make that phone call. If you're thinking about RCIA, make that phone call. Call your local parish. Talk to somebody. And, you know, dive into the waters, so to speak. So,
right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Pam, thank you so much for calling in and for joining us on the Rediscover Hour this morning. And may you have a blessed Lent.
Same to you, Patrick. Thank you.
Yeah, God bless.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye. What a wonderful thing to bear in mind is that maybe a good recommendation, just like with Pam, maybe it is time to look back at the places where you've really encountered the Lord, where the Lord has given you a lot of joy, and then start praying for other people for that same experience. Whether that's, taking that leap of faith, or maybe it's just a step of faith, but for many, I presume it's kind of a leap of faith to call the parish, as Pam said, and put yourself forward, at least ask some questions. You know, I've had numerous people call me, I know, and it seems like one of the first things out of their mouth is, you know, I have no intention of becoming Catholic, but... I could list for you the people who are now active Catholics who are there, not because of any particular thing that I've done, but specifically what the Holy Spirit is doing in and through their life. So praying. And you know what? We join with the saints when we pray in that way, because specifically those saints pray for people to find the Lord and to come into full communion with His church. I have no doubt but what there were a number of saints who have prayed for me in my conversion, and Pam is joining her prayers with the prayers of the saints, and so can you. What a great suggestion of something you could do for Lent. If you'd like to call and share with us your Lenten discipline or disciplines, please call us and join the conversation at 888-577-5446. Again, that's 888-577-5446. So, yeah, I think with the... I know I keep coming back to this, and it's I think it's rather ironic that you're hearing a lot of me this morning, not a lot of interviewing in studio guests or anything like that. But as you're hearing a lot of me, and I keep returning to this idea of silence, and that's one of the things that keeps speaking to me as I'm looking to do the Lord's will this Lent. And then a friend of mine introduced me to a prayer that I'd like to pray with you and for you. This prayer actually, it can't be found in English on the web, and she translated it herself from the French for us and for the listening audience. It's attributed to St. John of the Cross, but it's hard to track down exactly where it comes from. Regardless of where it comes from, it is a beautiful prayer, and I think it's well worth sharing with our listening audience today. So pray with me, if you would, this Lenten prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Take me, Lord, in the divine riches of your silence, a fullness capable of fulfilling all in my soul. Quiet in me what is not you, which is not your pure, solitary, peaceful presence. Impose silence on my desires, my caprices, my dreams of escape, the violence of my passions. Cover by your silence the voice of my claims, my complaints. Infuse with your silence my nature too impatient to speak, too much inclined to external and noisy action. Impose even silence upon my prayer, that I may be moved towards thee. Bring down your silence to the depths of my being, and raise this silence to you in homage of love. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Again, a prayer attributed to St. John of the Cross. It certainly has some parts that sound like him. What a beautiful prayer for this Lenten season in listening for the voice of the Lord. We are going to take our final break right now and come back with some calendar items. So stay with us as you can find out other ways to make this a very special Lent. Rediscover.
Hello, my name is Bill Duffert. 3 years ago, I had a calling to the priesthood and a student loan balance larger than my diocese could absorb. As most dioceses are unable to assume the burden of student loans, answering God's call seemed like an unreachable goal. With help from Labouré and you, I'm well on my way to mitigating my student loans and expect to enter formation for the priesthood early next year. Today, in addition to holding down a job, I help with youth retreats and serve as a parish lector while awaiting acceptance into the seminary.
Bill Duffert was one of thousands of candidates for the priesthood or religious life prevented from answering God's call every year due to outstanding student loans. Do you have a vocation but are prevented from answering God's call due to outstanding student loans? Would you like to learn how you can help deliver the next generation of priests, sisters, and brothers to the Catholic Church? Call 651-452-1160 or visit LabouréSociety.org today.
I believe in a blessing I don't understand. I've seen rainfall on the wicked and the just.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I believe that one of Paul Sadek's penitential practices is having to put up with me for this hour.
Oh, well, that's an all-year penance.
Fair enough, Paul. What do we got going on?
Lots of things. Minnesota's bishops are inviting Catholics to protect life and human dignity by attending Catholics at the Capitol. Join the bishops, dynamic church leaders, and 1,000-plus Catholics for a day of inspiration and advocacy at the state capitol. We'll be inspired by compelling speakers informed about the critical issues affecting life and dignity in Minnesota and equipped to effectively engage our lawmakers. It's coming up March 9th, 2017 in St. Paul. Learn more and register at CatholicsAtTheCapitol.org or call 651-227-8777.
Feel like heading north? The Diocese of Duluth invites you to their 5th Annual Women of Faith Conference on March 11th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their featured speaker is Jennifer Fulweiler, a convert from atheism to Catholicism, who is a best-selling author and host of the Jennifer Fulweiler Show on SiriusXM. The conference will take place at Marshall School in Duluth. Check-in and continental breakfast begin at 7:30 a.m., and the conference concludes with 4 p.m. Mass celebrated by Bishop Paul Serba. For more information and to register, please visit www.diocesduluth.org or contact Grace Romanek at 218-724-9111.
Curatio invites healthcare professionals to their Lenten retreat Saturday, March 11th, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Little Sisters of the Poor in St. Paul. Theme is The Cross and the Christian. How do we embrace suffering in our lives? It'll be presented by Sister Edith Mary Hart, physician board certified in family and geriatric medicine. The retreat also includes musical guest Michelle Denise Michaels. Cost is $40. Pre-register by Thursday, March 9th at CuratioApostolate.com or call Teresa 651-373-5369.
The Church of St. Helen is in Minneapolis invites all women to their women's breakfast on Saturday, March 11th. Catherine Kirsten will speak on inspiration in a time of trial. Cost is $5 for breakfast, and complimentary tickets are available for those who have difficulty paying. Participants are also invited to Mass at 8 a.m. Please make your reservation before noon on Friday, March 10th by calling 612-729-7321 or email johnsondag, that's Johnson, D-A-G, at sthelena.us.
And what is coming up next week? There's always something.
You know, Paul, Lent is a time of deepening our understanding of our own identity in Christ. And next week, we're going to be talking about knowing yourself and the temperament God gave you. We'll hear from Lorraine Bennett, author of a book of the same name, The Temperament God Gave You, as well as Catholic speaker and therapist Angela Newman and John Hartnett, Faith Formation Director at Holy Family in St. Louis Park. That's going to be coming up at the next Rediscover Hour. Until then, my friends, go to church and be the church.
The Rediscover Hour is heard every Friday morning at 9, Saturday evening at 6, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330. You can find show audio archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com, keyword rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio. Rediscover.